interests, your community on planetaudio.org.nz.
Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli narito naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay ika-19 ng Enero, 19th of January, and the Filipinos in Auckland and everywhere in the world actually is celebrating Señor Santo Niño Festival. Katunayan po, kahit napakainit, punong-puno pa rin ang North Shore Event Center dahil sa dami ng mga devotees, not only Filipinos but other Kiwi ethnic groups and the Pakehas, including the Maoris and the Moriores and everyone else. So, good afternoon everyone. We have today a very special group who is not really stranger to this station as they have graced our program for so many times already in the past few years. They have been a very good performers and favorite of the Filipino community because not only are they fantastic musicians, but they also sing Filipino songs. You would have heard them on the latest concert in Auckland of Arnel Pineda, and this group were the ones who really not only were the front act, but they did open the show enthusiastically and were received fantastically by the audience. No other than the Daisy Boys, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to present to you this afternoon.
Hello everybody.
Hi.
To hear that interview. Oh, that intro.
I'll say that. Wow. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
Do it again.
Of course. And here with us today are Kane.
Hi.
Sam.
Hello, everyone.
Shane.
Hello, everybody.
Crystal.
Hi.
And the special girl.
Shallow.
And of course, Joey is floating around somewhere.
Yeah, she's a orb.
Most probably preparing our merienda.
Can't wait.
Now, I know that you have got the latest CD. Did you come up with it already or is still in the making?
At the moment, we have been, because of the opportunities we've been given over the last year, mm-hmm. we sort of had to hold back on the album to get out there and show the people and opportunities that we just couldn't turn down. Like the opportunity with Arnel was absolutely amazing.
It was amazing. Yeah. And the crowd was amazing.
The support that we got from there was amazing.
The crowd was marvelous. Great.
Yes, mm-hmm. yeah. And most mm-hmm. of the questions we get from people is like, how long will it take us to sing Filipino songs? It's like, well, it'll take
us to learn.
And the lyrics.
But you are all taking it very easily to pronounce Filipino songs,
nice.
Isn't it?
Thank you.
That's a
compliment. Yeah. It didn't take us so long.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of those who were sitting by me at the general patronage seats at the back were asking, are they really Pinoys or are they half castes? So cool. I said, yes, they are half castes.
Oh, yeah.
But pusong
Pinoy. Honorary.
They are honorary Pinoys. So, what's the latest news from you?
At the moment, we do have some We did the Arnell, of course, the concert not very long ago, like early last. Mm-hmm. And that was brilliant, meeting him and preparing for that.
Awesome person.
Awesome
guy.
Yeah. He is.
And very humble.
Oh, yeah. And very, very energetic, really.
Yeah, very energetic.
It's like an energizer battery, basically. Yeah.
He is. He just jumps around and around and around. It's like the energy that he has, and he's so humble.
And he can still sing his notes bang on.
Exactly, exactly. And she doesn't seem to tire at all.
No, not at all.
No.
In fact, maybe if given the chance, nobody could sing except him.
You'd be able to stop him.
I know, but no one can stop him. But he's really fantastic. I'm not sure what he's doing now, if he's still with a group or if he's doing something else or he's going solo or whatever. I haven't had the confirmation.
It will be great to know once he decides. Yeah. What's happening. It'll be see what happens with Journey, with these, what's happening on that front here.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But even if he comes up on his own, with his own team of musicians, I'm sure he will make
He'll thrive.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he will.
Definitely. Yeah. Honestly, his voice is crazy.
Mm. Yeah. So. And for some of those songs that like we just recorded and put on to online into our Facebook page, which is at the DC Boys Fusion.
Yes,
go there and have a look. Go. And we were blessed enough to reach 300,000 views on the Ahuling
Albimbo
song. So hashtag DC Boys, let's keep it going. But we're absolutely in. So thank you to all our listeners out there and pushing us into the 300,000 mark.
Thank you so
much.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Did you revamp your website or is still the same, or did you just put the new members, or what did you do?
With Shane and Crystal, we've had since, like, I think Shane joined us in 2015. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he features on a few of the songs, and perhaps if we get a chance, we'll sing a few songs that he had to sing in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Crystal joined not very long after that. We met them both at a jam night. So we have a very musically talented people around when we get to these magical jam nights, and they were just absolutely shining through that time.
Of course. And are we expecting the DC Boys brand to be continuing as DC Boys, or should it be DC Boys and Girls? Or?
Good question.
Good question. We're waiting for this.
At the moment, we're carrying on as the DC Boys, but the fusion part of it on Facebook and the fusion part that we use is, of course, fusion with our young lady here, Crystal. So that's why we're going DC Boys Fusion. So that's how it works.
Yeah, that's good. So it will be sort of DC Boys Fusion and whatever, what else?
Yes.
That's all. DC Boys Fusion.
At the moment, I think.
Yeah. So we're happy to have her on board and helping us out.
Thanks,
and
making guys.
Yeah, you're awesome. You know.
What's in the pipeline? Tell us. I'm excited.
What's next?
We have a movie that is coming out and we're involved with.
A
bit of a secret, but we'll let a little bit of it out.
Don't tell anyone.
I'm all ears.
we're in. I think Sam might be able to answer this one a bit better than I can.
So
throw Sam under the bus.
So we're involved in a movie. The title has not been disclosed yet, but it's a movie. It's a story about a couple, and it's going to be the first Filipino movie recorded in New Zealand, made in New Zealand ever. So
great.
This should be quite big. It's a love story basically, and a movie that entails all that sort of stuff about a lady who leaves her home country or the Philippines and comes over here to New Zealand and finds love here in New Zealand, and the other guy stays back in Venice and he does come over here eventually. Things have changed and she's moved on,
and he accepted that.
I
That's wow. part
that's
of
that. That's a secret.
That's
part of
the, I don't think that's a secret.
Or is she going to win her back?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a good question,
Portita. The only way you'll find out is if you go and watch
the movie.
Yeah. In the next episode of...
Definitely, and this time I will be in front.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So, for movies, so the cast has been set, but we're not allowed to say who's in the cast, and we're not allowed to talk too much
and
size of the plot.
Except that we're in it.
We're in it. Yeah. We're not allowed even to say what part we're doing in it either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Secretive, eh?
Shall I guess?
Ooh.
Oh. No, I think let's keep everyone hanging on.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
The other thing we hope is in the pipelines is we really want to get to the Philippines.
Yes,
we want to do a little mini tour over in the Philippines and get down to the grassroots, where all the all those people are, and pretty much hopefully.
Oh,
do some
yes.
good sets at a few bars and stuff.
Yes,
brilliant.
Yeah,
And you will be pleased that the transportation in there, infrastructure going to the provinces and that are much better now than before.
That's great.
Aww. Yeah, going up north, they have got that Inlex, I think, and Slex going south.
Yeah,
so it's fast.
Yeah, that's
going
nice.
Up north.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, south.
That's good.
Mm. When I went there on that. I left here on the 12th December, and I arrived there on the 13th. If I flew Philippine Airlines, it will be 8 hours only, leaving here in Auckland at 1 o'clock, and I will be there 6 o'clock in the morning, having breakfast at the Jollibee restaurant.
Of course, that's the first place you go.
Yeah, and then catch the plane to wherever I would go. But in my parents' province, they stopped the airplanes there because there are so many people on the beach close to the airport, and it wasn't properly done yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, considering you mentioned Philippine Airlines, we're looking for tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah. So from there to my province is 8 hours as well, but by an air-conditioned bus or private vans, 8 hours, you can still get it.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But obviously, plane is, even if it comes not from, from Manila to the next province, it's only 2 hours, if not less.
Oh,
and then there's another 2 hour drive to where I am.
Oh, okay.
And beautiful
that's not too
beaches.
Bad.
And all, not too bad,
yeah.
Really.
And you can enjoy the views along the way, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And there's really everywhere, there are so many beaches, beautiful beaches, and I know you would be engaged.
Yeah, really
sounds
does.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it sounds great. So people walk around on those beaches, like really pretty people?
They will be when we get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... let us get all of you to introduce yourselves again, so that the our listeners can be reacquainted to the older ones of you, as far as Stay in DC Boys is, and the newbies like Shane.
Mm-hmm. Shane. So I'll push in and go first, because I'm a naughty fella.
No.
Hi, I'm Kane from the DC Boys.
I'm Sam, I'm the guitarist and vocals.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody. I am Shane from the DC Boys.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chris Dow, and I'm the fusion of DC Boys.
Nice.
As you just heard them.
Well,
no, you can't get rid of me now. I'm here for life.
She's here for life.
And, of course, other than our very own Joey.
Hello, Joey here again, and...
A permanent fixture of the DC Boys.
The manager. So if you guys
the
want
boss.
Them, you have to go through us.
Yep. Send those tickets to her.
I thought earlier that Charlotte is also a singer.
Oh, no. I'm part of management. So you have to go through me too.
So equally, you receive the tickets.
Yeah.
Receive the rewards.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm.
That's
so tell us more about you, Shane.
more
this
about
is
me?
Your first time here at Samutari Philippine Cultural Radio?
Oh, no, I've been here before.
Ah, the last time?
Yeah, I was here last time.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, me and Crystal were here.
Yes, yeah. I remember Crystal. But there's another girl before, I think. Or she did not sing then.
She's part of management.
Oh, yes, she's not here today.
Yeah, she's not here today. She was unable to make it.
Shout out to Jackie.
Hi. Yeah, well, Jackie. I'm Shane. I've been part of the group since 2015.
Uh-huh.
It's been awesome with working with the boys. Mm-hmm. We've had some very exciting things happen since I joined. Definitely learned a lot along my journey with them. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to the future with them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. So, what will be our first song that you could offer the Filipino listeners in Auckland and environs?
Oh, okay.
And actually, all over the world, because we have got the website that everybody can listen to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, the first song that we're going to do for you is a song that was the first song that we walked out with.
300K.
The 300K song. This one, you'd be familiar with.
It's a familiar classic from a real great band, Pinoy rock band called Eraserheads.
Yeah. And this is our song here.
Si paraluma nung tayo ay bata pa, at ang galing-galing mong sumaya, mapabugi man o cha-cha, ngunit ang paborito ay pagsayaw mo ng El Bimbo. Nakakahinda, nakakaaliw, nakakatindig, balahibo. Pagkagaling sa eskwela ay didiretso na sa inyo, at buwang maghapon ay natinuruan mo ako. Magkahawak ang ating kamay at walang kamalay-malay, natinuruan mo ang puso ko na umibig ng tunay. Ninigas aking katawan pag umikot na ang plaka, patay sa kimbat ng bewang mo at pungay ng iyong mga mata. Lumiliwanag ang buhay habang tayo'y mag-aakbay, at dahang-dahang dumudulas ang kamay ko sa makines mong braso. Sana noon pa man ay sinabi na sa inyo, kahit hindi na uso ay ito lang ang alam ko. Magkahawa ang ating kamay at walang kamalay-malay, na tinuruan mo ang puso ko na umibig lang tunay. Lumipas ang maraming taon,
hindi tayo nakita. Balita ko'y may anak na, ngunit walang asawa. Tagahugas ka raw ng pinggan sa may ermita. At isang gabi, anasagasang sa isang madilim na eskinita. Lahat ng pangarap ko'y bigla lang natuna. Sa panaginip na lang pala kita may sasaya. Walang kamalay-malay na tinuruan mo ang puso ko na umibig ng tunay. La 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 la.
Galing, 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 galing. Talaga.
Thank you.
You pronounce the words very, very well.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
you,
you. Thank you. That's amazing.
And Joey, what's the title of the song again?
Anghuling?
Anghuling El Bimbo.
Anghuling El Bimbo.
Ah, Anghuling El Bimbo. Dahil yun ang paborito.
Who originally sung?
Raise the
Heads. Raise the
Heads. Beautiful song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ayan po mga kababayan, ang DC Boys at ang kanilang awiting Anghuling Bimbo. Sigurado ko yung may mga nobya dyan na nagkahiwalay sa kung ano mong pangyayari, eh, you can relate to this song and sigurado na umiiyak-iyak na kayo riyan. That most probably, the memories would have came back to them and they would have been crying right now.
That's so sweet.
Ayan.
Christmas, they have Christmas songs as well.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
Tracy,
what's the next?
You have to tell them, Tita, they need, you have to explain. You might be able to explain it better how our Christmas is in the Philippines, because we celebrate Christmas for like the longest time.
Ah, yes. In the Philippines, the moment the month of September comes, we are already putting up our Christmas trees and Christmas lights. All department stores are decorated with Christmas presents and everyone.
Yeah.
Christmas decorations, carols are sung everywhere. Yeah. And all our trees on the avenues and roads going even to provinces, they have got that Christmas decoration. Mm-hmm. Everybody is crazy about it.
Yeah.
And so even here in... So that's from September. September, October, November, December.
Nice.
Any month that starts with a bear, that spells Christmas.
The bear months.
Okay.
And obviously we have the Simbang Gabi or Nine Nights. Actually, it's early morning. That's the original one, is early morning, about when the rooster starts to signal that it's morning. That's when we start the mass. But in here, in New Zealand and in other Western countries, we do the novena or nine nights in the evening to make it more easy and convenient for the Filipinos who live far away places.
Nice.
So they can reach the church in time.
Ah.
So we do it, say, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the evening. But here in Auckland, actually, there were at least two churches who still did it in the morning, 6 oh, o'clock yeah. in the morning. And after the mass, you will have breakfast, beautiful Filipino food for breakfast. But you are rushing because you are going back, going to work. And obviously we have the medianoche, which is on the 24th in the evening.
The feast.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after the mass is a feast. Because we have, even if we already had our dinner, after the mass, there will be still more main courses, desserts, and everything, all nice Filipino food. So you are eating until wee hours in the morning. And when you wake up in the morning...
I'd like that challenge. Yeah. That sounds like a challenge I'd like to do.
When you wake up in the morning, you go to church again and food all day again.
Yahoo.
I would not be going to work after that.
No, because that was that's Christmas Day.
Oh, Christmas
so
Day.
That's Christmas presents galore. Either you visit family's houses or friends' houses, or you just stay in the main house where everyone was there in the family. And non-stop gift-giving. Because even on the night, the 24th in the evening, we call it aguinaldo. Aguinaldo means gifts or presents. And those who are working and earning, they distribute money to the young ones.
Yeah.
Or even to the older ones well, who are not fortunate enough to have monthly earnings. So they receive presents as well.
That sounds like a gathering.
So, if that's happened and you go to Joey's family,
yes,
all of you will be money to the children and even to the older ones. Yep. But you'll never know what in return you will get.
Nice. It's a surprise.
Yep. Nice.
2026. Yeah. So we'll sing you a song. And from. It's actually quite a beautiful one. We won't say the name of it, so we'll try and surprise you for it, all right?
All right.
Okay, so here's the song.
Pasko na cinta ko, hanap kita. Bakit natatapo, nilisan ako, kang mawawala ka, sa piling ko sita, paano ang Pasko? Sa piling ko sita, paano ang Pasko? Tonight,
Feelings in it.
Thank you.
I just would like you to pronounce the kang. This is kung.
Oh, kung.
Kung, kung. Meaning if.
Kung mawa, I told you that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, forgive me.
I'm on your side.
I wish I have time and I will pronounce everything with you correctly and the Filipinos will love you. The only thing is, if you have got a girlfriend or a wife, others will be lying to you.
No, we're all single. So well done. So
very well done.
So that's one of our two surprises for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What's the other one?
And we'll do the other one, eh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the easy job. I just got to, you know, play the music. All right, this is one here. Yeah.
Pasko na naman, nungis wala ka pa. Hanggang kailan kayan ako maghihintay sa iyo? Pakiba naman, may nangang luminsan pa. Kanin ka na ko lang ay makapiling ka. Sana na yung Pasko ay maalala mo pa rin ako. Hanap pag-ibig mo. At kahit wala ka na, nangangarap at umaasa pa rin ako. Muling makita ka at makasama ka sa araw ng Pasko. Wala ka pa. Hanggang kailan kayan ako maghihintay sa'yo? Bakiba naman, kailangan lumisan pa. Ang tanging hanggat ko lang ay makapiling ka. Sana na yung Pasko ay maalala mo. Pag-ibig mo. At kahit wala ka na, nangangarap at tumaasa pa rin ako. Muling makita ka at makasama ka sa araw ng Pasko. Sana na yung Pasko ay maalala pag-ibig mo. At kahit wala ka na, nangangarap at tumaasa pa rin ako. Muling makita ka at makasama ka sa araw ng Pasko.
Thank you. Filipinos, really. You are like Filipinos.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Well, really. And the emotions are there. That's what is important. Yeah. There would be many gentlemen lined up as well for you.
Oh, yeah. My number is... No. Follow the DC Boys.
You did that so well, that was almost fusion with the, featuring the DC Boys. I get it. Well done.
I got your back.
So, Kane, you're the only one who did not do a solo yet.
No, I'll sing a little bit later on. Like later on, like because they're so good, I'm just going to hide down the road a bit.
Like in the shower?
Yeah. They've done well, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
very,
my gosh.
Very
Honestly, it's a different experience trying to learn a different
language,
a song and different language
that we're not used to hearing all the time as well. It's very
but it's very beautiful.
Though. It is beautiful, it's very beautiful.
And actually, the pronunciation is almost close to the Maori pronunciation as well.
Yes, actually, the core.
One
maasa pa rin na makita ka, di ba? Just that we pronounce the vowels harder, like makita ka and sinta, not silent N, sinta. But as you go along, you will learn it, and especially if you are talking to Filipinos
a lot,
you will learn it in no time.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is the next goal.
The dialogue. And then visit the Philippines.
Oh, yes.
So we can do another one for you if you would.
Of course.
Oh, awesome. Now, this one is we'll go into River Myrie. We'll play one of their ones.
Yes.
And hopefully it's a nice part where I get to sing a bit in it as well.
Oh, yeah, we can't take it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Take my hand and gently close your eyes so you can understand that there's no greater love tonight than what I for you. Well, if you feel the same way for me, then let go. We can journey to a garden no one knows. Life is short, my darling, tell me that you love me.
So we can fade into the night and you'll know
the world could die. Everything may lie, still you shall cry. Cause time may pass, but everything won't last. I'll be by your side,
forever by your side.
Everything may lie, still you shall cry. Cause time may pass, and everything won't last. I'll be by your side,
forever by your side, forever by your side.
Galing, galing, galing. Fantastic.
Sorry. So I sang in that one too.
In fact, I heard you.
Yes!
Of course, I would like to dedicate your songs to the Filipinos who are listening,
yes,
especially to Amanda and Remilyn of Uncut the Uncut, or Cut the Uncut. In New Lynn, they are hairdressers and everything else. They are very good and they are listening right now.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Thanks for tuning in.
Ladies, you might want to tune in.
Yeah.
Our number here is 815-8100. And you would have not only liked that the boys and girls of the DC Boys Fusion,
hey,
but you would have very nice customers as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, I need a haircut soon.
Yes, me
so
too.
I think we all do, actually.
Oh, yeah. Mine's hiding under a hat.
And they are very good in doing the new hairstyles of you, configuring what would best suit your facial.
Perfect.
Nice.
Like that. And even if, for example, you have got a few missing here and there, they can do something about that.
Cover it up somehow.
Yeah.
That's even better.
So Amanda and Rem, the number here to ring is 815-8100. Our lines are open. And of course, the Filipinos who were at the Sinulog Festival today, they would have been listening as well. So I would like to mention the names again of the DC Boys. They are Kane,
hi,
Sam, hello, Shane,
hi,
and Christal.
And Christal. And obviously the two management girls, they're the ones who receive the money. But they distribute it as well.
Wait, you get
now
paid?
Yeah, wait,
tell me about your Filipino fans.
Filipino fans are great. They've taken quite a shine to us, and they've offered utmost support that, you know, a band could ask for, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you to our fans. They're amazing.
Yes, thank you.
Very loyal, very truthful.
Very supportive.
Awesome. And in Hamilton and in Rotorua, are you invited to perform in private functions or community functions?
We're definitely, yes, we are. We're open to playing at any function and or any meal you might want to invite us to.
Mm.
there's been a bit of that, which is great.
Yeah, yes. We've actually got one coming up on the 29th.
Yes.
Where we're spending time
29th of January.
February.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where we're playing around the 28th, 29th of February. Yeah. And we're playing down in the South Island.
At a Filipino festival in Christchurch, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello,
so that's going to be
great.
Yeah,
there are a lot of Filipinos in Christchurch.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised.
They are actually in the building industry, and they have their families there.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Even in the Waikato regions, there are Filipino farmers, but they have got their families there as well.
Yes, I know a few Filipino farmers. Some of my friends, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So that's just quite good, yeah.
Mm.
True.
Manga Kai Began.
Yes, Kai Began.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jess.
Hi. So, it's some good. Like, we run into some of our fans, even from in Waikato. There was one we ran into. I'm going to be absolutely horrible because I can't remember his name at the moment. Mm-hmm. But we ran into him up in the Arnel Bonetta concert, and he was just fantastic, blown away to see us again and offer photos. It was just brilliant to spend some time with our friends and with our family that we now call our fans.
Great,
yeah.
Actually, in October, the Filipino National Reunion, which is held every year and in different main centers in the Philippines, in New Zealand. Last year was in Hamilton, the year before was Rotorua, and the year before was Tauranga, I think. This year is Auckland.
Oh, okay.
We are holding it in Auckland, and Filipinos from all over New Zealand.
Hey, Auckland.
We're in Auckland,
in the Trust Stadium.
Oh, in Waitaki.
I am inviting you all to come.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
Formal invitation. Mm. Thank you.
Sounds great.
Yes. I don't know yet which program can I slot you in, but... I am the one organizing with the Council of Auckland Philippine Organization.
Nice. Right. Awesome. Yes. Cool. Well, we'll
obviously,
see you then.
Yeah. Our Filipino friends would like to hear Filipino songs, especially sung by Kiwis.
Nice. We love doing it. We love
it. And we actually love the reaction. It's getting it's getting less and less because people are going, hey, are you those guys? You're those fans.
You would have heard that on Arnel Pineda's show.
Yeah.
It was very, very evident that the crowd was really applauding you and roaring.
Man, and if you have any content, honestly, post it up with hashtag DC Boys. I'd love to see it.
Yeah. Mm.
Please mention your website again.
Now we're at www.facebook.com/DC Boys Fusion.
We also have an Instagram as well, which is DC Boys Band.
Tell them what's the Instagram account?
It's DC Boys Band.
Yep, visit that one too if you can. Stop by.
But everything's on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag DC Boys.
And Facebook again?
Hashtag DC Boys.
DC Boys Fusion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, for our Facebook.
So our Facebook is DC Boys Fusion, and our Instagram is DC Boys Band.
Band.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
Great.
And on the band.
And of course, I am very, very pleased and very, very happy that you are guesting again here at Samutsari Filipino Cultural Program.
Thank you for having us, eh?
Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
This is where it all started for us, for our Filipino journey.
Yes, I know. Yes. And
the very
several
first time.
Of my community events that we invited you to perform.
Definitely, we're so grateful.
You have never failed us. You're always amazing. Right from the word go, DC Boys, I do it.
DC Boys.
So we can do another song for
you. Yes, please.
Oh, that'd be good. This one here, hopefully I can play it correctly. Let's see how this one goes. Bit of a dance hit.
Iba pagsasarap sa pagtitingan natin. Sana ay na magwakas itong gawid ng pag-ibig. Awin natin ang pandawa, magkalimutan. Pangako ko naman ang ikapagkikiyan. Magpagkailan
naman. Ang isang pag-ibig ay padalang sana na padalawahan, kaya't sa ating awit tayo ay magbigay. Isasayo ko, awitin mo at isasayo ko.
We love these guys. They're amazing, eh? I believe this is the VST and Company.
VST and Company.
That's the one. And the name of the song is, of course, Awaiting More. Now, we did this live at the at Arnell's concert.
This was
amazing.
A highlight. This was one of the highlights.
One of the highlights. Love these guys. They're absolutely fantastic.
Boogie song.
Boogie song.
Right back to the 70s.
It does take you back, eh? Takes you back quite nicely. Even though I don't think I was born in the 70s. Okay, maybe I was around already. But we do love the fans, and it's great to be part of your show, Tita. And thank you for having us up in Auckland. It's been fantastic.
Hashtag DC Boys.
Hashtag DC Boys, you know. And check us out on our Facebook page as well. We'll be talking about that. And so it's been a good experience coming up and spending time with you. And it's been absolutely fantastic, so thank you. We're going to sing something in. Just to get away. Alright, here we go.
Walang iba pang sasarap sa pagtitingalan natin. Sana ay di na magwakas itong awit na pag-ibig. Awit natin, wala wang magkalimutan. Pangako ko naman, itang ikang pakitingan. Magpatay lamang. Ang isang pag-ibig ay parang lamsana na padalawahan, kaya't sa ating awit tayo ay magbigay. Awitin mo at isasayo ko. Awitin mo at isasayo ko.
Let's go one more time, eh? Here we go.
All right. Awaiting more at isasayako. Awaiting more at isasayako.
Ang galing ng side B. Side B, because New Zealand, Jan.
Yeah.
Side A is the original one.
Awesome.
Ayan. Malapit na naman pong matapos ang isang oras naming pakikipagniig sa inyo, kaya't kami muling nagpapasalamat sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Society, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Siyempre pa po, nagpapasalamat sa DC Boys Fusion, Kane,
hi.
Sam, Shane, Crystal,
hey.
And of course, Joey and Charlo.
Maraming salamat po.
What is it?
Say your goodbyes. Come on, Kane. Say your goodbyes.
Right. So thank you very much for having us today. It's been absolutely fantastic. We love you. Tita, we love you as well. And we also love Planet FM. Listen to us on Planet FM. And
Samutsari
show. 4:20 every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Thank you.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at DC Boys Fusion and Instagram at DC Boys Band as well.
And Facebook at
DC Boys Fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And hashtag DC Boys as well.
Yeah,
hashtag that's the one. DC Boys.
Mm-hmm. There are only three: the Facebook, the hashtag,
and the Instagram.
And the that's Instagram.
All. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
thank you again for having us. Yep, it's always lovely coming back.
Always lovely.
Yes. Thank you very much. You are all fantastic. Good
thank
luck
you.
In
thank
everything you. You do, and hope you have many more gigs to do, not only in Hamilton, but around New Zealand. And we look forward to seeing you in October here in Auckland.
Thank you. Salama po tita.
Maybe even
thank
earlier.
You. Thank you.
Oh. Inga po kayo.
See you guys soon.